Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has brokered a peace agreement between Sudan and Israel, the third such agreement between Israel and a Muslim-majority nation in less than 3 months. Israel and Sudan have agreed to normalize their relations. The two countries will begin negotiations on cooperation agreements in agriculture, economy, trade, aviation, migration issues, and other areas of mutual benefit. This historic peace accord follows similar agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. The expansion of the Abraham Accords to include Sudan is a significant step that will create opportunities for Sudan and Israel to improve the lives of their people while enhancing both countries' security. Indeed, for decades, Sudan was in a state of war with Israel and boycotted Israeli goods. After the Six-Day War in 1967, the Arab League met in Khartoum, where they issued what became known as the Declaration of the Three No's: no peace, no recognition, no negotiations. That has all changed, as senior advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, noted.
We have peace. We have the three yeses under President Trump. We have peace, we have recognition, and we have negotiation for even more peace.
After decades of living under a brutal Islamist dictatorship that supported terrorism, the people of Sudan have a new government with new policies, said President Trump.
The Sudanese transitional government has demonstrated its commitment to combating terrorism, creating market economy, and developing the democratic institution that is becoming. Today's deal builds on those commitments and marks a pivotal turning point in Sudan's history.
The U.S. welcomes this important progress and stands ready to support the people of Sudan as they work to build a better future for themselves and future generations. Thanks to the three new peace agreements, the Middle East and Africa are experiencing a significant geopolitical transformation. As more countries normalize relations with Israel, the region will become more stable, secure, and prosperous. The United States will continue to stand with the people of the region as they work to build a brighter and more hopeful future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.